Good morning. It's April 23rd, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. As the world marks Earth Day 2024 under the theme Planet versus Plastics, a pressing call to action echoes globally, a 60% reduction in plastic production by 2040. This ambitious goal comes amidst alarming statistics from the UN Environment Program, highlighting the staggering annual production of 400 million tons of plastic waste. The urgency of this issue has united representatives from 175 countries in Canada, aiming to forge a global treaty to combat plastic waste, with the European Union leading the charge to ban certain categories of plastic. Europe finds itself at the forefront of climate change challenges, warming at twice the global average rate. This rapid increase in temperatures is not without consequences, leading to more frequent extreme weather events, a rise in heat-related deaths, and significant economic losses. In 2023, weather and climate-related economic damages soared beyond $14.3 billion, underscoring the tangible impacts of climate change on the continent. The spotlight on Earth Day 2024 not only shines on the battle against plastic pollution, but also casts a shadow over the broader implications of climate change on human health and the workforce. The International Labour Organization, ILO, reports that over 70% of the global workforce is exposed to climate change risks, translating to hundreds of thousands of deaths annually due to occupational hazards like excessive heat and air pollution. This dire situation calls for immediate action, urging governments worldwide to bolster legislation and integrate occupational safety into climate change policies. In the midst of these challenges, Israel's pioneering efforts in water conservation and desert agriculture, coupled with its collaboration with the U.S. in developing climate technologies, emerge as beacons of hope. These initiatives offer tangible solutions to the climate crisis, demonstrating the potential of international cooperation in tackling global environmental issues. As Earth Day 2024 unfolds, it serves as a poignant reminder of our collective responsibility to safeguard our planet and address the pressing climate change impacts on human health and the global workforce. In a groundbreaking moment in American history, the trial of former President Donald Trump has begun in New York, centering on serious accusations of a criminal scheme designed to sway the 2016 election. This trial not only marks a significant point in legal proceedings, but also in the political landscape of the United States. The heart of the case lies in the allegation that Trump falsified business records to conceal a $130,000 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels, aiming to prevent her from disclosing an alleged affair. Trump has consistently denied any sexual relationship with Daniels and any wrongdoing related to the payment. Taking the stand as the prosecution's first witness, David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, has made striking claims. Pecker alleges that he and Trump were involved in a criminal conspiracy to influence the election, detailing their involvement in three separate hush money operations. His testimony sheds light on the intricate details of the alleged efforts to protect Trump's campaign from damaging stories. This trial is unparalleled, as it is the first ever criminal trial against a former U.S. president. The stakes are high, with Trump facing the possibility of up to 4 years in prison if convicted. Yet, amidst the legal turmoil, Trump remains a prominent figure in political circles, actively continuing his campaign efforts. This historic trial not only scrutinizes past actions, but also sets a precedent for accountability and the rule of law in American politics, with its outcomes eagerly awaited by many across the nation and the world. In a startling development that underscores the ongoing tensions between global powers, Germany has made significant arrests in a case involving espionage for China. On April 22, 2024, German authorities detained three of its citizens under suspicion of spying for the Chinese intelligence service, shining a spotlight on the complex web of international espionage and its implications for national security. The individuals arrested include a couple who operated a technology company, with their activities centered in Bad Homburg and Dusseldorf. They stand accused of funneling military technology information to Chinese intelligence, leveraging their company's connections to Shanghai. This operation was not under the radar. The German Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution had been closely monitoring the suspects prior to their apprehension, indicating a well-orchestrated investigation into their activities. In response to these allegations, the Chinese embassy in Berlin vehemently denied any involvement, accusing Germany of manipulating China's image through these accusations. This diplomatic spat comes at a time when economic relations between Europe and Beijing are already fraught with tension, suggesting that these arrests could further complicate matters. German officials have seized this moment to emphasize the importance of vigilance against espionage, especially from authoritarian states. They advocate for heightened awareness and the implementation of countermeasures to mitigate the risks posed by such espionage activities. This incident not only highlights the challenges Germany faces in protecting itself from hybrid attacks and espionage, but also serves as a call to action for the nation to bolster its defenses against such threats to its national security. In a significant escalation of the ongoing conflict in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to amplify military and diplomatic efforts against Hamas. This move aims to secure the release of hostages and assert victory in a confrontation that has persisted for 6 months. Amid these declarations, the situation on the ground reveals a grim reality, with around 200 bodies recently exhumed from mass graves in Gaza, igniting serious human rights concerns. The international community is closely watching, with accusations of political bias levied against the UNRWA in Gaza. Meanwhile, French President Macron has voiced his concerns, advocating for measures to prevent further escalation in the Middle East. Adding to the regional tension, Hezbollah in Lebanon has taken responsibility for an attack on an Israeli military site, prompting ongoing skirmishes between Israel and Lebanon. In a surprising turn of events, the chief of Israeli military intelligence has stepped down following controversy over a Hamas attack. The toll of the conflict is staggering, with the Gaza Ministry of Health reporting more than 34,000 deaths, including 54 in the last 24 hours alone. Israel's focus now turns to Rafah, where a significant military offensive is being considered, raising fears for the safety of approximately 1 million civilians in southern Gaza. This escalation occurs amidst a backdrop of easing tensions with Iran and increased international scrutiny. The United States has responded by imposing sanctions on organizations funding extremist Israeli settler attacks on Palestinians in the West Bank, signaling a growing impatience with Netanyahu's policies. With the EU and UN engaged in discussions to address the conflict, and a forthcoming report on UNRWA's involvement in a Hamas massacre in Israel, the international community remains on edge, seeking pathways to peace amid one of the most challenging periods in Middle Eastern geopolitics. In a move that has escalated tensions in the region, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently oversaw a military drill involving the launch of super-large multiple rocket launchers, simulating a nuclear counterattack against enemy targets. This demonstration of force comes at a time of increasing strain between North Korea, the United States, and South Korea, highlighting the intricate dance of deterrence and power on the Korean Peninsula. The launches not only served as a showcase of North Korea's nuclear weapons management and control system, but also blurred the lines between conventional artillery systems and ballistic missiles. Some of these systems, North Korea claims, are capable of delivering tactical nuclear warheads. This drill was aimed at showcasing the strength and diverse attack capabilities of North Korea's nuclear forces, with Kim Jong-un emphasizing the importance of being prepared to deter and take the initiative in any sudden conflict. In response to these growing threats, the United States and South Korea have ramped up their military collaborations, including conducting joint and trilateral exercises with Japan. Meanwhile, North Korea has not slowed its weapons testing pace, recently announcing the test of a super-large cruise missile warhead and a new anti-aircraft missile. Speculation is also rife about North Korea preparing for its second launch of a military spy satellite, following its first successful placement into orbit in November. This escalation comes in the wake of the UN sanctions monitoring system's dissolution, primarily due to a Russian veto, which has effectively allowed North Korea to continue its weapons and nuclear program development unimpeded. Amidst this backdrop of heightened tensions and military brinkmanship, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit China, marking his second trip to the country in less than a year, as the international community watches closely. This has been your daily brief in world news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.